A rabbi shot in a synagogue in California has spoken about the attack, which came 6 months to the day since a mass shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh. The latest incident has reignited debate about hate crimes and white supremacy in America. Washington correspondent Zoe Daniel reports.
A 19-year-old white man has been arrested over yesterday's shooting in Southern California, which authorities are calling a hate crime. Rabbi Yisro Goldstein was shot when the man entered the synagogue with a semi-automatic assault rifle.
They were unable to save my right-hand index finger, and they tried very hard to save my left-hand finger. But both of those were blown away by the gunshots from the terrorists who entered our synagogue just as we were getting ready for a memorial service on the last day of Passover.
Passover marks God's liberation of Jews from slavery. Three were injured in the shooting. 60-year-old Laurie Kay, who was at the synagogue to honour her recently deceased mother, was killed.
I met the terrorist face-to-face, eye-to-eye, our eyes locked, and he aimed at me, and miraculously I was able to just survive losing my fingers. My longtime member, Mrs. Murray Kay, that was standing with me in the lobby, did not survive.
Today marks the start of Holocaust Remembrance Week in the U.S. Donald Trump has condemned the attack.
We forcefully condemn the evil of anti-Semitism and hate, which must be defeated.
However, it comes amid renewed debate in the U.S. about hate crimes and white supremacy, after Democrat Joe Biden referenced it in his 2020 campaign launch.
Charlottesville, Virginia.
The president's response to the death of a woman who was run down by a white supremacist in Charlottesville, Virginia, 2 years ago.
He said there were, quote, some very fine people on both sides.
The president now says he was talking about those who were campaigning to save a Confederate-era statue. Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway.
No, I'm bringing up white supremacy and how this president has condemned it again and again, and people are lying about that.
President Trump said he didn't.
That's why he's the president.
He didn't think white nationalism was a growing threat around the world, and I'm asking.
He does think it's a threat, and there's no question it's a threat.
Meanwhile, California police are also investigating a missive allegedly written by the synagogue shooter, referencing the mosque attacks in New Zealand and claiming responsibility for an arson attack on a mosque last month. In Washington, this is Zoe Daniel for AM.